This is KCUR 89.3. Last September, the ground shifted under the small town of Tonganoxie, Kansas, about 35 miles west of Kansas City. When Tyson Foods Company announced a plan to build a $320 million poultry plant outside of town, opponents organized immediately. Social media amplified their concerns, and within 2 weeks, the company announced it was pulling out. As KCR's Laura Ziegler reports, the controversy revealed questions the small town is still grappling with 9 months later.
The Myers Hotel Bar represents the kind of rebirth many of Tonganoxie's town boosters are looking for. Today it's a lovely bar and event space, and where I and a couple of my colleagues went to visit with members of the ad hoc group that came together very quickly after Tyson announced its plans. When the company came to announce the project in September of last year, Poultry Group President Doug Ramsey said he didn't know where Tyson was 6 months ago. But today, Tonganoxie, Kansas is the center
of the Tyson universe today. And we thank you very much and appreciate you letting us come here today.
What freelance writer Ann Brockoff heard was that Tyson wanted to make Tonganoxie a poultry processing mecca.
And that is a massive statement to make, a statement that said, we are going to rebrand your community. He, in that one statement, said he was going to change my entire life.
They worried about the impact of more than 1 million chickens on their air. They were concerned about their water. Many worried the jobs, Tyson promised, wouldn't match the changing workforce here. Increasingly white-collar professionals, business owners, or managers, and that the company would bring in inmates or immigrants. Laura Lee Stevens said she tried to explain Tonganoxie to Tyson Brass when she'd see them in town.
You know, they were just like, hi, how are you doing? And I just said, you know, this is an A-plus town. This is an A-plus town, and it's not a match.
What fueled resentment is that residents felt they'd been excluded from the planning process. Officials had signed a non-disclosure agreement, not uncommon in negotiations of this size, but many felt talks were happening secretly. Facebook pages, Twitter, and Instagram exploded with anti-Tyson messages. Thousands poured out to protest. The company declined to do an interview, but via email referred me to company press releases. A spokesman went on to write that, quote, environmental stewardship is a core value of Tyson Foods, and that the company has zero tolerance for employing anyone who is not authorized to work in the U.S.
Good morning.
Hi, Kara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
The air in Tonganoxie Councilwoman Kara Reed's house is saturated with the smell of freshly brewed coffee and homemade blueberry cake. As we sit around the dining room table, Reed and two other local women tell us there's another side to this story, that some at least wanted more information about the proposal but were afraid to ask. Reed said the conspiracy theories got ridiculously out of hand.
It just made me incredibly sad to see that kind of hatred directed toward people that I've worked with for years. And I know, even though I don't always agree with them, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt have the best interests of Tonganoxie at heart and always have.
She says she'd hoped to stay in Tonganoxie permanently, but she began to think differently when she felt unsafe wading through hostile protesters after council meetings, and when she began to worry for the safety of her children and her husband. It's never bothered her that Tonganoxie is 95% white. She's white herself. But then she got some disturbing emails and phone calls.
And then when all the racial stuff started, I was like, I can't raise my kids in a community that I'm going to say, we don't want those Somalis in our community. They're going to open up a mosque. Or I'm like, I can't do it.
Today, there's a for sale sign on her tidy lawn, and they're planning to move away. To be fair, the Tyson opposition leaders acknowledged there were some racist remarks from a small group of people. They said they tried to stop the ugly rhetoric, amplified by the megaphone of social media. Sitting across the dining room table, Leslie Horman Hubble and her husband agreed to sell Tyson some acreage adjacent to the proposed plant. They were pleased the property would be used for agriculture, even though Tyson's kind of farming is way different than what she grew up with.
You have to have a mindset for growth. Johnson County has a mindset for growth. Wyandotte County has a mindset for growth. You look at Leavenworth County, don't really know.
We left Kara Reed's home to head back down to meet up with John W. Evans, the fourth generation president of Evans Real Estate Company.
You got enough room?
We pile into Evans' sedan while the spry 88-year-old drives us through downtown. There's an antique shop and Ryan's Public House, Laura Lee Stevens' new bar and meetup space. But there are a lot of empty storefronts.
This is a vacant building here. This is a vacant building here.
Just a few blocks away on the outskirts of town, there's a beehive of construction, suburban-style split-level homes with ample lots. About 5,500 people live in Tonganoxie now, and the population has more than doubled in the last 20 years. There's been a dramatic increase in residents with graduate or professional degrees, with more and more in management jobs. But the growing neighborhoods that ripple out from downtown point to a question about how Tonganoxie is evolving. The vast majority of these homeowners work outside of Tonganoxie and commute to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, or Leavenworth. Evans believes Tonganoxie's destined to be a bedroom community.
I don't think you can change it. There's a lot of people. I'm going to show you a place out here. And there's people that live in Tonganoxie. It's never been downtown Tonganoxie.
The problem is that taxes generated by the home building boom can't support the demands of a growing population, higher school enrollment, additional police, fire, and other city services. Tonganoxie Days is the summertime festival where the community comes together for funnel cakes and snow cones. Many won't talk about Tyson anymore, as if it were a moment of extraordinary unpleasantness in their otherwise bucolic lives. But some point to the positive changes that have emerged since last fall. More people are becoming engaged in civic and political affairs. Two of the five city council members were voted out of office after the Tyson ordeal, and there's a petition drive to expand the Leavenworth County Commission. Vicki Kaas has jumped into politics for the first time to run for one of those seats. Her platform, more strategic economic development.
And then we just need to get up off our two skis and start making the plans and say, okay, what type of industry, what type of business do we want?
Tonganoxie officials are worried that the widespread publicity of the community's hostile reaction to Tyson will discourage not only that company, but others from wanting to invest here. It raises a question residents have been forced now to confront. As the community morphs into something different, what will that be? An outer suburb of commuters, a quiet rural farm town, or what seems most likely right now, some combination of both. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.